morning. We are back. Sunshine, 50 degrees. What we got? Welcome to Friday, October 17th. My name is Dablo here in the Radio Hut, coming to you live from Dakota Avenue. Friday means I kick off our talk rounds with this lady, Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Management. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Absolutely.
You're
on
smiling.
A sunny day.
A sunny day, isn't it nice?
Yeah, it is.
Are you in weekend mode already?
I can't be in weekend mode until 4:30.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm kind of in work mode.
Okay, so you're kind of restricted.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the difference between work mode and weekend mode is for me. But
well, some people get a jump on it even when they are at work if they bother showing up.
Oh, you know.
But see, you and I can't do that.
Yeah, I can't do that.
No. Anyway.
Anyways,
I digress.
On.
Moving on. Now, you said we got a lot to talk about here.
We do.
What's up?
Okay, so in exactly 30 days, do you know what it is?
Well, sometime in November.
Winter Weather Awareness Week. And I didn't mean to say the W word, but there is...
Eventually, we're going to have to talk about it.
Right. Well, as I recall, not too many years ago, do you remember when the homecoming parade was canceled because of a blizzard?
I do.
Exactly. And that wasn't in the, you know, distant past. That was just a few years ago.
Right.
So, I mean, it does happen and it does sneak up on us. So I figured, let's just start talking about the 700 topics... between now and Winter Weather Awareness Week.
Okay.
So
we'll ease into it.
Right, exactly. We're
slow
just
going
to dip our toe into the snow today.
Okay, all right.
So we're going to talk about the difference between outlooks, advisories, watches, and warnings.
Yes, please. Explain this to me.
Because it's confusing.
It's confusing for me.
Okay, start off. An outlook usually comes out 2 to 5 days in advance. Just saying, this is what we think is maybe going to happen. We don't know yet. But maybe. Mm-hmm. So you should keep watching because something could happen.
Something could.
Exactly. So stay tuned and then we'll tell you more in a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. So next would be an advisory. An advisory meaning, you know, something's going to happen. It could be significant. It may be, you know, inconvenient, maybe hazardous. But hey, we're just letting you know that something could happen. We may have some weather impacting us, and it could upset your day just a little bit. Is it going to be super significant? Probably not.
We don't know yet, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the advisory is going to happen normally if we have a snow weather event that's going to come in that doesn't really reach that watch or that warning category,
yeah.
But it's, you know, a winter weather advisory. Hey, just so you know, mm-hmm. It's going to snow. It could be a little bit icy. Visibility could be reduced, you know, very, you know, just a little bit.
But we're just advising.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just advising.
Just heads up, mm-hmm. Something could happen.
Okay.
But then you move into the watch category. If, you know, it is definitive that there will be a storm, they put you in a watch category, meaning within the next 36 to 48 hours, there could be significant weather conditions.
And that's the time frame.
Right. And that would be the preparing stage.
Okay.
Exactly. You're in a watch. You should prepare. Because
after you've been advised,
then
you're in a watch.
Exactly. So then you can prepare and get yourself ready, knowing that in 36 to 48 hours, there could be a significant winter event. And then you enter into that warning stage where life-threatening conditions could exist. You're going to have significant inconveniences, and that begins within 24 hours, which means act now.
And it's already going on.
Yes. Usually once you're in that warning stage, you've had ample time to prepare and you knew it was coming.
Yeah.
So then it's just you're in that hunker down phase, or, you know, we could also transition that to a summer event. And that's when you would act and put yourself in your shelter location and
right.
stuff like that. So it's just understanding the subtle differences between them all.
And there are differences.
So,
yeah,
exactly. So outlook. Stay tuned, keep watching, because in a few more days you might know. An advisory, hey, something's going to probably happen. Maybe just kind of watch out for it if you're out and driving around.
Yeah.
Watch, get ready, because in 36 to 48 hours,
it might.
Something could
yeah.
happen.
Right.
And then within that 24-hour period, you'd have an upgrade to a warning
to
if
a warning.
Something was imminent.
Right.
So,
and we usually
yeah.
know about it. I mean, the way they can predict things now.
Exactly.
They're pretty far out ahead of it, at least as far as winter storms go.
Absolutely. Normally, if there's going to be a significant winter storm, we know about it 5 to 7 days in advance. Do you know the exact location, the exact timing, or the exact amount of snowfall in those cases?
Mm-hmm.
No. But you know that something's going to happen. Usually,
without a doubt,
the weather service can pinpoint like those weather days, saying, you know, Tuesday next week, you know, something might happen. And I'm sorry if something happens on Tuesday next week. Now,
don't look to us for this.
But yeah, exactly. You kind of get the idea where you know far enough in advance, and now you're starting to understand these different advisory levels and warnings, so you know when you should be preparing and when you should be acting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and very rarely, I mean. Rarely, I'm going to step out on a limb here. Does the Weather Service totally miss the mark? I mean, they've gotten so much better with technology and everything. But, you know, every once in a while, they can't be on top of everything every second.
Well, and normally what's going to happen is the storm will be less significant than predicted versus, you know, not being predicted at all and occurring.
Right. Yeah. But at least it showed up, you know.
They'll say that we're going to get 8 to 12 inches of snow, and then maybe we get 2.
Right.
Okay. Well, they knew it was going to happen. It just, we didn't end up in that bullseye. Somebody else got it instead. Because it can be very hard to predict movement sometimes on storms and where the snow pockets are going to develop and et cetera.
Not a job I would want.
No.
No.
But you only need to be right 30% of the time to be considered accurate.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's you got that
good.
On your side.
That's a pretty good average.
Yeah, right?
Definitely. All right, Vikings.
Yes.
Go.
Vikings, go. Okay. We play on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we're going to see what happens.
Okay. Catch me up. Have we decided on a quarterback yet, or is that still kind of a flip of the coin?
I've been resting because it's been the bye week.
All right. So, you've been kind of out of the loop.
What happens because we play on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then we turn around and play Thursday. So we're Thursday night football next week.
That's right.
Too.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, we're going to see what happens.
Okay.
Did you watch the Bengals game last night,
though? I did not.
That was a pretty good game.
Yeah.
Yep. They had their white suits on, so they looked more like zebras.
They are colorful, I'll tell you that.
I know. So the whole game, I was just cheering for the zebras. Not my team, but I just didn't want the Steelers to win. So.
Hey, you're a scout mom, too. What's going on?
Okay, so the Halloween carnival for the Cub Scouts was this past weekend. Super fun. Great turnout for that. It was fun to see all the kids in their costumes. And then, you know, those Boy Scouts are out selling Christmas wreaths.
Already?
Well, you think about it. It's the middle of October.
You got
to get the orders in by the end of the month to get everything shipped out by Thanksgiving so they can deliver.
Okay.
But I have heard from a number of reputable sources that a certain sports team that typically sells Christmas wreaths is not doing that this year.
Really?
Really.
All right.
Yes. So if you are looking for Christmas wreaths or garland or swag, find your local Boy Scout because they can hook you up.
Fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. That's our report. You going to be back next Friday? Tell me yes.
Absolutely.
Brianna.